The following talk was recorded on the 27th of August 2023 by licensed Unity teacher candidate Deb Crichton, entitled Faith in Action.
So now I'm going to invite Deb up.
Good morning, everyone. And it's a beautiful Sunday and it was a gorgeous song. Thank you, Julian. Yes, I'm a dreamer, but I'm also a person of action. So today I decided that I'd look at Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, and how that relates in our life today. So I'm going to start by reading the verse from the Bible, because I'm sure it's not at the top of our memory banks. It's not at the top of mine. So let's all listen to that. So Jesus heals a paralytic, and you can close your eyes if you want to just take it in. When he returned to Capernaum, that's Jesus, after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even at the front door, and he was speaking the word to them. Then some people came, bringing him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof from above him, and having dug through it, they let down the mat on which he lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" At once Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to stand up and take your mat and walk? But that so you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the man, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them. So they were amazed and glorified by God, saying, "We've never seen anything like that." There are so many gems of wisdom in that passage. I can't possibly get through them all today, but I will go through some of the ones that really spoke to me. So Jesus, and if we remember the revealing word, it represents that which is an individual expression of the Christ idea, has returned to Capernaum. And if we take the metaphysical understanding, shelter of comfort, when one enters the state of consciousness, a healing virtue pours out of the soul and transforms all discord to harmony. And that's from the metaphysical dictionary, which you can get from Truth Unity Online. So let's think about that, all discord to harmony. Well, I want to be in Capernaum like constantly, right? Who wants discord? And I can just see myself by the Sea of Galilee, sitting there with a little umbrella, my shades on, all chilled. I want harmony. So when we refer to the cleansing of both the conscious and subconscious minds also, where a realization comes about that it's not just the material realm that we need to be mindful or acquainted with, but also to get to know our spiritual truths. So this passage from the Gospel of Mark, we encounter profound teachings orchestrated by Jesus. The story revolves around a paralyzed man and the events that unfold as Jesus interacts with him and those present. Initially, we observe a crowded house with people eagerly gathering round to hear these teachings. And this setting symbolizes the individual and community spiritual hunger and thirst for divine wisdom. The crowd represents humanity's longing for healing, restoration, and a deeper understanding of life's purpose and spiritual understanding. Four individuals carrying the man endeavor to reach Jesus, but they can't. They can't break through this big crowd that's gathered around. And this predicament symbolizes the barriers and challenges we face when seeking spiritual truth and inner transformation. It raises questions about how we can overcome personal and society obstacles to access that divine presence and to keep removing barriers and keep developing our spiritual transformation. When I was writing this, all I could think of was, am I there yet? And I'm like, no, I am not there yet. And my sister would say, oh no, not another course. So, however, these four individuals refused to be discouraged or deterred. They exhibited determination, faith, resourcefulness by deciding to lower the man through the roof. And this action exemplifies their unwavering commitment to bring their friend into a transformative presence of Jesus. It prompts us to reflect on the lengths that we're willing to go to encounter the divine and assist others on the spiritual journey. So when we look at that, the four friends, it's like, you know, Jesus witnessed their faith, the faith of the four friends. So we can imagine, here's this stretcher, and here are these four friends lifting over the crowds like four pillars of faith. And it reminded me, what were my four pillars of faith? When I, you know, get an object, want to overcome something, what are the four pillars of faith that I rely on? So when Jesus witnessed their faith, he then responded in a manner that elicited introspection and self-discovery. Instead of immediately healing the paralyzed man, Jesus declares, son, your sins are forgiven. And this initiated a statement of questioning, inviting the scribes and all those present to reflect on the nature of forgiveness and the relationship between error thinking and outer world circumstances and the true identity of Jesus, our expression of the Christ ID. The scribes, considered religious authorities to the letter of the law, raise objections and doubts regarding Jesus' ability to do this, to forgive sins. And thinking about this, do we have doubts about our ability to do the same? You know, Jesus in his approach challenges their understanding by posing a thought-provoking question. Which is easier, he says, your sins are forgiven, or rise, take up your bed and walk? And this inquiry itself serves as a catalyst for critical self-reflection. And it urges the scribes to examine their own beliefs and perceptions. And interestingly enough, part of the LUT studies is we'll be presenting workshops. And my workshop's titled, Ask Yourself This. And it's based on questioning with questions that are meant to be lived. So it's like, if we have the answers already, are we asking the right question? And here, Jesus is actually saying that. He says, are you asking the right question? You know, is it your sins are forgiven or take up your mat and walk? You know, which question is going to get you that answer? So ultimately, Jesus combines his divine authority with compassionate action. He heals the man, enabling him to rise, take up his bed and walk. This miraculous healing served as a revelation, prompting the witnesses to recognize Jesus's authority over both physical and spiritual realms. It invites us to reflect on the power of faith, the connection between forgiveness and healing, and the transformative power and potential of encountering the divine. Paul Hasselbeck, if you've ever taken his courses and classes, he will say, question everything. I don't know it all. I don't know it, but question, question, question. He encourages us to keep questioning. This passage encourages us to engage in deeper self-reflection, question our assumptions, and pursue spiritual growth. It prompts us to consider the barriers that hinder our connection with the divine and invites us to embrace faith, determination, and resourcefulness on our journey. Ultimately, it calls us to embrace our spiritual self, experience our transformative power, and find restoration, forgiveness, and healing in divine presence. Delving deeper into the four friends, I looked at the ways that it spoke to me. And one of the ways that this passage spoke to me was the power of friendship. The story begins with a man that's paralyzed and in need of healing. And it's important to note that in Jesus's time, you know, they were outcast by society and community. And even today, I work in the disability sector, and you can see the challenges that people face even to, you know, go to the shop and do tasks that we would consider ordinary. So it's quite relevant for today. This man not only longed for a physical restoration, but a reconnection with his community and his divine presence, and enter his four friends, you know, and the transformative power of friendship. It's like their actions remind us of the significance of standing alongside one another, especially in times of struggle, issues, and concerns. The four friends recognized the man's need. They had empathy, and they looked at the situation and they took action. So ask yourself, who are your four friends? I mean, even yesterday I had printed dramas, right? Like we do. And the man at the customer service was so lovely. He was like a friend to me. Then he said, I'll put that in the trolley for you. So again, a friend. He says, I'll take it out to the car for you. I said, thank you. And when I get home, do you think I can work that Wi-Fi? No. My two sons come along and go, we'll help you set it up, Mum. So even in our life today, when we look at our four friends, who could they be for you? Are they family? Someone from the medical profession, if you're having a treatment, a nurse or a doctor looking for your healing and journeying towards your restoration, carers, teachers, all assisting you. And you can explore that further in meditation for who that is for you. The next theme that spoke to me was that faith overcomes obstacles. You know, the determination of these friends was awe-inspiring. They encountered the obstacle of the crowded house. They refused to give up. Instead, they chose to get creative. I mean, who would have thought of lifting the stretcher up, going up to the roof, digging the hole? You can imagine the people underneath. Oh my God, I just bathed in the river this morning. You know, look at my hair, all the dirt's falling down from the thatched roofing. So they just did it. They took action. And they lowered him down to Jesus. So the act of breaking through physical barriers is a powerful metaphor. Faith can move mountains. Faith often requires us to overcome obstacles that seem insurmountable at times. And the story of these friends teaches us that if we face barriers, not to retreat, but to seek innovative ways. Our faith leads us to explore unconventional solutions, trusting that divine presence will honor our persistence. Ask yourself, what are your barriers to wholeness? What could be your creative solution? So the next theme that really spoke to me too was the authentic faith in action. You know, as this man lay before Jesus, he was not the only one that Jesus noticed. Jesus saw the faith of the four friends who had brought him. So their faith wasn't just theoretical or passive. It was tangible. It was action-orientated. And it underscores the truth that authentic faith is demonstrated through action. It's not enough just to read or just to, you know, have an understanding in divine principles. Our faith manifests in our deeds, our choices, and our interaction with others. James 2:17 reminds us, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. The four friends lived out this principle awesomely. Their faith spurred them into action, and that action became a catalyst for a miraculous healing. So it's all linked all the way through the passage. Ask yourself, what action in faith do I need to take? So the next theme was breaking down the rigid thought barriers. As the story progressed, we encounter another layer of significance. The religious leaders in the house were skeptical of Jesus's declaration, of the forgiveness of the man. They questioned his authority and revealed their own limitations of what he was doing. Jesus responded with a profound question, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or take your mat, get up and walk. And this query itself challenges us to confront our own assumptions and our own religious or rigid thought barriers. It compels us to examine whether we truly comprehend the breadth and authority in Christ's consciousness, in Christ's idea, in the depths of divine and what it's capable of being and doing and living in. Ask yourself, what rigid thoughts or barriers do I need to break down to break through? And the last theme that spoke to me was the fullness of healing. Jesus not only addressed the man's physical condition, but more importantly, his spiritual condition. He forgave the man's sins, error, thoughts, ways. This dual healing, the restoration of both body and soul, showcases the holistic nature of Christ's work. It reinforces the truth that Christ's mind is concerned with our total well-being, our physical, emotional, and spiritual states. As I reflected on the lessons of the four friends, let us remember that our faith is not meant to be passive or isolated. It's meant to be vibrant, creative, and shared. Let us inspire each other to reach out to those in need, and how appropriate the daily word, world peace, and creatively overcome obstacles. Let our faith be authentic, tangible, and demonstrated through our actions. Let this story encourage us to break down any rigid, unwanted thoughts that impose barriers and limit our understanding of spiritual nature, thoughts, grace, and authority. Let us embrace the fullness of healing, healing that encompasses our physical bodies and our spiritual essence. And today, let us leave today with the resolve to be like those four friends, daring, determined, devoted. Let us carry one another, be willing to think outside the box, and let it always our faith manifest in action. Just as those friends experienced a profound encounter with Jesus, we too can experience the transformative power of faith when applied to action. So I hope you enjoyed that. There's lots in there, and it really spoke to me in many different ways, as you can see. And you can see how relevant that passage is for today. You know, there's so many themes in this one tiny little passage. I went, oh my goodness, what about the rest of the book? Because I'm not yet there with all of that, but I'll work towards it. I just got so much out of this one tiny little verse. So I encourage, and if you would like to participate in a meditation, I'm going to take that same theme along on a journey in meditation for yourselves. And hopefully you'll get whatever you need out of that. So relax, find your comfy spot, shake your shoulders, take a deep breath, relax into your space. Deep breath. And imagine yourself entering a space of inner stillness and peace. Breathing deeply, where a circle of friends surround you. These friends are a source of support, love, and understanding. Take a moment, Visualize their presence. Just as the friends in the story of the paralyzed man carried him on a mat, these friends in your visualization are here to assist you with any load you may be carrying. Feel their unwavering support and care enveloping you, surrounding you. Reflect on the friends, family, people in your life. Those who have walked alongside you during challenges and celebrated with you in times of joy. Consider how their presence has brought light to your journey. See that light. Know they're there with you. Now in faith, let us overcome barriers with trust. Your four friends represent four pillars of faith. What are your four words, your aspects of faith that hold you up? Imagine yourself facing an obstacle, a barrier that seems insurmountable. It could be a challenge you're currently facing, or a fear, habit, or attitude that's been holding you back, paralyzing you from taking action, moving forward. Visualize this barrier in front of you. Now see yourself approaching it with unwavering faith, moving forward step by step. Drawing on your four pillars of faith, you feel the courage within you grow stronger and stronger with each step forward. Feel the energy of faith surging within you, empowering you to face any challenge. Just as the four friends took creative action to lower the man through the roof, imagine yourself finding new ways to overcome your barrier. Trust that your faith will guide you towards innovative solutions. What are they? What shape, feeling, or are yours to do? As you reflect on the story of the four friends, consider how your faith can be demonstrated through your actions in your life. How can you extend your hand to those in need? How can your faith become a beacon of hope for others? In questioning and breaking down any further barriers, open your heart and visualize yourself standing before a closed door. This door represents any preconceived notions or barriers that may limit your understanding in embracing your wholeness. See the sticky notes on the door, the notes of your barriers. What do they read? What are they about? Now, with a sense of curiosity, will, courage, strength, and openness, push the door open, and as it swings wide, feel a rush of fresh air and light flooding in. The barriers are no more. Now, let's take a moment to embrace our wholeness. Take a moment to connect with your physical body. Feel the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your lungs. Notice any areas of tension or discomfort. With each inhale, imagine healing light entering your body, bringing restoration and renewal. With each exhale, release any physical or emotional pain. Just as the man in Mark 2 experienced a holistic healing, both physical and spiritually, embrace the concept of wholeness within yourself. Allow the healing light to envelop you, restoring your mind, body, and spirit to a state of harmony and balance. Take a few more deep breaths, and when you are ready, slowly return to the present moment, opening your eyes and relaxing into your surroundings.